My name is Werner Kuchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. So, today is Sunday, and I actually forgot to speak about it yesterday, but this is now the second day that the European Union is UK-less. But are we? I must say, like, jokes aside, I'm actually a little bit sad this went through. There was always this little something in me that wished that the UK would remain in the European Union. And trust me, as an expat, I have zero interest in seeing them stay or go. I'm not even sure what it means, to be honest. The only thing is, I have this kind of dream, and maybe it's like the Star Trek dream, maybe it's my generation, is that we need to start thinking beyond countries and nationalities and start thinking as a planet. What do you call that? Globalization, maybe? That also sounds like a horrible word. But then again, I've seen the power of nationalism. Yep, I've seen that play out. It worked really well for me in the end. Then also the fact that we are relying on this system called democracy. And I'm not saying that I want any other system. I'm just thinking, like, maybe it's time to innovate in that space too. I've seen democracy in South Africa, I've seen the beauty it can do. But then, I've seen some assholes rule because the people said they should. Maybe I'm sounding a bit controversial tonight, but I don't know what to say. I just think that we are better together. And the fact that I'm worried about what is on my passport or the language I speak or the color of my skin shouldn't matter. Maybe that's a pipe dream too. I just think about it because recently I listened to an episode of NPR's Fresh Air with Terry Gross. She was interviewing someone who was talking about, I mean, once again, I'm not putting down the proper references in this episode, and I apologize for that. But she interviewed a guy who wrote a book about how close we've come in the past to nuclear war. And I mean, that's also a word that's being thrown around a lot lately. Yeah, I'm going to rain fire and brimstone on your country. The reason I'm bringing up that is that the person who wrote the book, when he did the research, he looked at transcripts of conversations between Ronald Reagan, and for you youngsters who don't remember who that was, he was like this actor president of the United States. You think Donald Trump's crazy. I mean, they voted the actor in. But then, at some stage, Gorbachev, who was the president of Russia back then, he was the whole dude who started the whole glasnost and changed things. So it was under him that the Soviet Union got split apart. Some people is happy about it, some people not. But the little anecdote I wanted to share is that apparently, they didn't get along with each other at the beginning for obvious reasons, Russia, United States. And they took a walk with their two translators. And at some stage, they popped into a wooden cabin. I think it's something of it would have happened in the States. And Reagan turned to Gorbachev and said to him, "So, what would happen if aliens attacked?" Because I don't know if you guys remember, for you who can, that Ronald Reagan was quite into this whole Star Wars space protection thing. Funny that that is also a topic that's coming up again. But anyway, he said, "Okay, Gorbachev, now let's say the US gets attacked by aliens. Would Russia help us? And Gorbachev answered, "Without a doubt, we'll step in and help you guys." I don't think that's the way he said it, but the sentiment was there. And that is an interesting little anecdote. And apparently, after that, they started getting along and it resulted in some denuclearization and all these interesting things. But that is an interesting thought because we are human beings. And should we be under threat from an entity from somewhere that probably doesn't exist, we will all band together. And I believe that is the truth. We will all band together when the chips are down. But I think there's a bigger enemy at the moment. It's an enemy that we have in ourselves. The accountability that we're not sharing with each other about looking after our damn planet. And I only believe that we'll be accountable if we all stand together and forget about all these borders and bullshit. We need to look after the planet. Who's going to hold, how are we going to hold each other accountable for that? So yeah, I'm a little bit sad to see the UK go, even though they don't want to let me in at any stage with my little green passport. Screw you, UK. Hope they're not listening to this. I might have to go do business there again at some stage. But yeah, I'm sad to see that happen. I'm sure there's some good reasons too, because I mean, there's always an asshole on each side, right? So better get rid of those guys. Anyways, that being said, I also had an interesting experience last night, because sometimes you think the grass is greener until the lights go out. So in South Africa, we have this thing called load shedding. Now, load shedding is a fancy word for there will not be any electricity in your area at this time. So at least it's scheduled. Well, fairly. I had to live through that a little bit. So at the end of my son's birthday last night here in Warsaw, oops, the lights went out. That was actually cool. I actually enjoyed it. Felt like I was back home. There was no electricity. The only difference here in Poland is everybody's freaking out. Where's the candles? Luckily, my mother-in-law is Catholic. There's enough candles in the house. But when we got home last night, we had to scatter around. We only had these little scented bastards. So the house smelled like vanilla most of the time. I think I can still smell it now. So yeah, in Poland, we're a little bit less prepared for a little bit of a outage. A little bit of bump in the road. But I must say, when that happened, I was actually quite keen to get out, because other thing I haven't really noticed about Warsaw, and Warsaw is not like New York, let's be real. But the fact that there's so much light in this area, there's always like street lamps and all these kind of things. They say you never, and probably the clouds play a role there, you never see stars. And that's something I really missed. So I got myself ready, had to do all the chores with the wifey, and I thought, okay, let me get out there. Let me go take a bit of a walk. Get a bit of a feel for this thing called darkness. Maybe I'll see a star. And then it started raining. Son of a bitch. So I didn't get to see any stars. Got a little bit wet. But it's all good times. So if I didn't annoy you too much with my political views, I hope you're having a great evening. And I'll leave it there for now. Happy to see that I'm now in the second month of this little challenge. And I think I should be stepping up my game a little bit. Anyways, my name is Werner Puchert, and thanks for listening.